thank you everyone for listening to the Three Up Top podcast. This is a brand new Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Jake Murray, as well as my two good friends, Ryan Harps and Sean Block. Ryan and Sean, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, Jake.
Fantastic, man. Doing well.
I love it. Love to see it. So, yep, this is a new podcast around fantasy soccer, Premier League in particular. It's going to be coming out every week. Look for it to come out on Thursdays. That's the target for right now, but you know, we can always adjust as needed. But yeah, so the three of us are in a fantasy soccer league that just started up this season with a couple of Ryan and Sean's buddies. So Ryan, you're Mr. Commissioner. I'll give you the chance to, you know, explain the league and the reason for starting it.
Yeah, so the Premier League itself puts on a kind of a really well-run fantasy system, and they have two different types that you can play. You can play just the fantasy, I guess the regular fantasy, where you have a budget and players are you know, priced, and you pick a different 11. You just kind of play against everybody. And then there's also the fantasy Premier League draft style league, which is what we're playing in. We got an 8-team league. They have a draft just like, you know, any sport draft, I guess. That way, no two teams can have the same player. I think it makes it a lot more fun, a lot more competitive. So had a good time with it, and 3 weeks in, it's been good. Has some good banter, and it's always always good getting ready for waiver wires every week, things like that. So starting off the pod should be fun, just to share our thoughts on what kind of moves we're gonna make in the upcoming weeks, and what to look forward to.
Yep, and so we're 3 weeks in, and currently in the standings, out of the three of us, I am on top. I'm in third overall, but from the guys on the pod here, I'm in third. Then Ryan's down at fifth. He started off with a win, but then lost his last two. And then he got Sean. He's down at seventh, and he also started off with a win and dropped his last two. So I started off with a loss against Sean's team, lost by 1 point. Came back next week, had to grind out a win against Ryan's squad, and then I won again this past week. And so things are looking good, and Ryan and Sean have some ground to make up in this league. But, you know, we're only 3 weeks in, a lot of football left to be played. And it's gonna be fun to watch, boys. I'm really excited. So with that, I'll give you guys a quick little overview of how this show is gonna go each week. So it'll start off with our little segment where each member is gonna get about 2 minutes to talk about really whatever they want to talk about, but also give some tips on who they think are going to be some good players in fantasy for the upcoming week and who they're staying away from and kind of where their thoughts lie on that. And then the big thing about this podcast is going to be, we haven't named it yet, but it's called The Game. But we're going to come up with something more creative. And if you guys have any ideas, let us know. But this will be a really interesting thing to follow for the rest of the season. It's where each of us are going to pick a team that we think is a lock to win in that week, a team who we think is going to be an upset, and then a player who we think is going to score the most fantasy points. And Ryan, you're the mastermind behind the scoring. Do you want to give the listeners a little intro into how the scoring system works?
So yeah, we'll the points for the game, we'll have three categories. It'll be, you'll have your lock of the week, your dog of the week, and then your star. The lock is someone who, or a team that you are 100% sure they're going to win. If they do win, you get 1 point. If they draw, you get 0. if they lose, if your lock loses, you lose 2 points. And with this game, the points will accumulate over the entire season. We'll update the standings each week, and so you guys can follow along. The dog is your underdog. And that has to be a team that has is plus 200 or greater odds as an underdog. So like this week, it's like Southampton against, you know, Manchester United, Aston Villa against Crystal Palace, things like that. Those are all teams that are over plus 200. If your dog, if the dog that you pick wins, you get 2 points. If they draw, you get 1 point. And if your dog loses, you get minus 1 point. Stipulation, real quick, going back to the locks, you know, it'd be easy to pick Man City and Liverpool every week. So we're going to make it that you can't pick the same club more than once until you picked every single club. So that's what's going to make it really interesting, you know, strategically picking when to, you know, get your City pick in there. I already grappled with that this week. And then if you do pick a dog for your lock, so if you did pick like Southampton over Man United this week, then the lock, if Southampton did beat Manchester United, your lock would be worth 2 times the points. So
tilt action.
Yeah, that's right. And then the final category is the star, and that is just the player that you think is going to have the most points during the week. And then that'll just be ranked between the three of us. Whoever choice has the most points that week gets 3 points, second gets 2, third gets 1 point. So that's a big category, since you can win the most points for that one. But those are our three categories, and I look forward to getting into that one, but hopefully won't have to explain it too much to the full.
Yeah. No, that's a one-time explanation deal. This is really to reward our loyal listeners every week who tune in and really want to follow along. And so from here on out, if you want to learn more about it, you can either reach out to myself or any of the other guys separately, but we're not gonna, you know, talk about the rules every week. All right, so everybody has 2 minutes to talk about whatever they want to talk about, and Sean, we'll start with you. I have a timer going on my phone, and I will let you know when your 2 minutes is up, and you are on the clock, sir.
Well, I just welcome everyone. Just want to start off by saying, I've been watching the Premier League since I was about 10 years old, back when they'd have it on Fox Soccer Channel. So it really, you know, makes me happy to be able to participate in a league like this and, really be tuned into each game and be analytical about choosing a lineup each week. And, my side, Trump FC, we came out pretty strong in the first week. Granted, I don't think I, you know, really picked my best 11, but with automatic substitutions, I was able to get my biggest point grabber onto the pitch, and that was Socrates that week. So solid, couple tough losses, but I was up against some good opponents. I was up against league leader Caleb Smith, and last week, match week 3, Seth, with this toffee side, just had a cracker of a week. So it's going to be up and down. This week's going to be interesting. I've got a few teams that I'm really eyeing that I think are going to get hot. And I think that there might be one of the big six that's going to have some problems. So, you know, it's just going to be really interesting. And, you know, it's the Premier League. Recent seasons have shown that, you know, really anything can happen if you show up. So with that, you know, Jake, yeah, let's, what are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, well, so I'll hop in here next. I'll start the timer. Boom, 2 minutes. So to start off real quick, just for everyone's reference, the three clubs I support in soccer, number one, Tottenham Hotspur. Come on, you Spurs. Number two, newly acquainted and had to go way back in the ancestry, Cork City FC. Currently seventh place in the Irish Premier Division, but, you know, big matchups on the way here, and they're going to make a charge. And then obviously DC United, although Wayne Rooney's leaving, so they're going to be irrelevant. Back to fantasy. Had the third pick in the draft this year. Got Aguero, who just carried me to a huge victory last week. My team's, I have probably the best midfield ever assembled. Sigurdsson, Madison, Martial, Perez, who has done jack shit this entire season. Pedro, who's hurt, but he'll be back. So got some talent out there. Really tough matchups week one and two against these two guys on the podcast. They know their stuff. They put up some good lineups. Really had to battle to beat Ryan, and Sean got lucky on a little technicality, the little automatic substitution and bonus point stuff that happened. But, you know, you win some, you lose some, and that's the way she goes. But got a big matchup this week, battling for the top three spot to really increase my lead against Seth, who had a really good, nice 49-point performance last week. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but this is a long season, and I came into this knowing absolutely nothing about the Premier League, and now I know at least a tiny bit, and my team is looking good moving forward. Got a lot of transfer requests in. It's going to be a big, big week for my team. And yeah, that's my 2 minutes. Ryan, you are on the clock.
Yeah, so I forget what pick I had in the draft. I think it was like six or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
I'm not sure, but my first pick was Harry Kane. I had him in my team last year, and he's obviously,
he's a beast,
just top class. He hasn't really, week two and three kind of has disappeared, so that's a little disappointing. But I guess other highlights in my team, I got Lacazette, who I picked up on a waiver wire week two after Sean released him for some reason. And I've also got Pepe, who's got some big upside. You know, I think he's bound to do some big things. And Ederson, I think that's a big big part of my team. Manchester City, pretty active in the waiver wire lately. Oh, I forgot to mention Virgil van Dijk at the back, kind of a big one. You know, my two losses in week two and three were by 2 points and 1 point. So I've had some really competitive games, but I just haven't been able to. I haven't had breakout performances that have just put me over the finish line. Kane had a breakout performance week one that put me over the finish line. I just haven't had those the past 2 weeks. So that's one thing that I'm struggling with. I know I've got the potential there, but just haven't seen it come to fruition yet. But I think over this course of the season, it will it'll come around. And then forgot to mention personally, I do support Newcastle United. So that's our squad. Big win over Spurs this past weekend. So
yeah, that was luckily I was on the golf course and didn't have to suffer through that one. But I'm sure we'll get them next time.
Jake, just bring it back to me for about 10 seconds. Just for everyone's information, I'm a Leicester City fan. So, and I played college soccer. So,
oh, you had to throw that one in there.
Just gonna put that out there.
You won.
And just really quick, I was like an absolute fool on draft day, and I had four automatic drafts for me, so I didn't really even pick my first four picks. Got lucky with Aubameyang, Laka, Vardy, and then Dele Alli. Sold Dele Alli and released Laka. So, yeah. I had to put that in there.
Questionable decisions from Block.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Long season. But also, Sean is a aficionado of extra small soccer kits. So if you guys have any laying around in your closet, feel free to send him some. Kids always looking to upgrade that youth large wardrobe. All right, so now for the next segment, we're going to do our who to watch for this upcoming week. And for this one, we each pick a forward, midfielder, defender, and goalkeeper who we think will have solid performances this week. And so for my forward, pick Jamie Vardy. They're home against Bournemouth. This season, he's got one goal on only three shots. So you got to think that if he can get some more shots going, he's going to find the back of the net. My midfielder took Raheem Sterling. They're home against Brighton, and he's averaging just a tick above 1.4 shots on goal per game. And Matthew Ryan, the keeper for Brighton, allows the most goals in the Premier League so far. So, yeah, pucks on net, shots on goal. It's all that matters. I mean, to quote the genius Dave Portnoy, balls in deep, shots on net, run. So, I think Sterling's going to have a quality game. He's looking unreal this year, and I think he's going to really keep that up. My defense went with Tyrone Mings from Aston Villa. He's averaging 2.5 interceptions per game, which is second in the Prem. But Aston Villa as a whole are second worst in the league in as a team in interceptions. So you got to figure if this guy can get any sort of help on defense, he's going to be able to put some points together, put in a solid performance, and make things happen on the back there. And I had to go with Tom Heaton for my goalie, his teammate. He sat on my bench last week and threw a clean sheet out there, and it was absolutely brutal. Still got the win, though, so it really doesn't matter. But, I mean, the guy's locked in. He's averaging 1.5 goals per game, and that's with a pretty bad team in front of him. I mean, you gotta give him some credit for just sticking it out and keeping the balls out of the net, looking like a young Jake Beyer. The guy's a cat between the pipes. So
is he Aston Villa or what?
Heaton's Villa.
Heaton's Villa.
This problem, I'm sure people run into it. Burnley, Aston Villa, West Ham. They're just the same team.
Yep.
Same team. They're just like mid-table maroon and light blue teams.
Yep. That's, yeah.
How am I supposed to remember?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my picks. Sean, let's hear yours.
Okay, so for my forward, I chose, you know, speaking of which, I chose Ashley Barnes from Burnley. He's been putting up some solid points in our league. Currently, he's with the Dirty Burger United side. That's top of the table in our league. So, you know, he's a good player, just solid point getter. You know, it'll be exciting to see what he can do against Liverpool.
You think he's going to put up some numbers against?
Well, I think the work rate's going to be there, right? And, you know, Burnley can put up a fight. You know, they can, they're a team that has that potential, if they get lucky, and they have, you know, a little bit of discipline. I think they can do well, but, you know, strictly from a fantasy draft, I think that that's a guy that you watch out for. He just makes things happen. And then in the midfield, is Mason Mount. Young lad's been having a phenomenal season so far. You know, quality player, solid point getter in fantasy, solid goal scorer. Chelsea's got Sheffield, so it shouldn't be, you know, too difficult difficult of a game for them. I think that, you know, you could see Mount put up some shots, and I'd like to see him get back on the board again. Quality young player. In the back line, I think Chaglar, Soyuncu, our guy.
God bless you.
At last year, you know, solid back. I think, you know, this is a guy that did really well, kept a clean sheet against the Wolves. You know, he's a pretty solid, you know, good tackler, good defender. You know, did really well dealing with Chelsea's attacking players. So he's a good point in the Leicester squad. And I think that's a guy that you watch out for. I think it goes three so far. And then finally, I'd like to end with Nick Pope from Burnley. Solid point getter. He's at 13 for me. Sadly, I haven't used him yet because I have a pretty reliable keeper and Kasper Schmeichel. But, you know, he might, depending on what I feel, this could be a game, if they keep it close, where it might be worth it just to get some saves and try and collect some points that way. So those are my guys.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, questionable. You're riding Burnley hard this week. I'm kind of going to go the other way a little bit, but for forward, I had the same as Jake, but with Jamie Vardy against Bournemouth, I think he got one last week. You know, it took him 3 weeks to get it, and I think, you know, once he's got that one, floodgates will be open. He'll probably pour some more in. And then midfield, I'm going to go with Danny James of Manchester United. And also, I hope, you know, these picks don't influence our fellow league members to try and pick some of these guys off. And I might be playing my hand a little bit, or showing my hand a little bit here. But they've got Southampton. I think this is another kid where he's just got a great work rate, and it seems like he's always on the ball. He's always going at people, and he's always firing shots. And I think when your confidence is up, when you're a young guy playing for, Solskjaer, I think he could pour in another one here, maybe two, this upcoming weekend. Back line, I think Liverpool's going to have a good week. I really liked what I saw from them against Arsenal. I think Van Dijk, he's tremendous. And then, you know, somebody who you're going to see come through, Matip. Matip would be my pick, since he's, you know, Van Dijk, obviously, but Matip's kind of like an under the radar. I know they've had a couple players slot into that center back position this season, but looks like he'll be that pick, hopefully is. Then for goalkeeper, I'm gonna go with Schmeichel, because I think he can. I think Bournemouth isn't, you know, they're not a walk in the park. Schmeichel of Leicester, obviously. Bournemouth's not a walk in the park. I think they'll give Leicester a decent run. They'll put some shots on target. I think Schmeichel will be forced to make some saves, and he can make those saves. We've seen him do it past few years, and we've seen him do it beginning of this season. And there's a chance he could, you know, get a clean sheet there as well. So I think Schmeichel's a solid pick for goalkeeper this week.
Wow, love it. Yeah, and for you listeners out there, we'd love to hear your thoughts and your picks for this week. Leave them in the comments or in the reviews or wherever you may find us on social media. Or if you know us personally, just slide a text over and I can roast you for whoever you pick. So now we're going to hear who Ryan and Sean are looking to avoid. I will not be participating in this one because I was Mr. Positive and didn't avoid anyone. So, Sean, let me hear who you're staying away from.
Well, I picked a whole roster here, but I'll start with the goalkeeper. I think Liverpool's keeper, Adrian, he's just keep a clean sheet, very weak. You know, Alisson is poorly missed. And I'll kind of go rapid fire. I think in the back line, I think Chelsea's back line is not good. I think that they struggle quite a bit. Yeah. And I think Antonio Rudiger, if you're excited about him coming back, I think, you know, just be on your toes. He hasn't been fit, which is a really bad sign because he's like 6'5" and in top, one of Germany's top players in their national side. So that's a little bit alarming. And then Manchester United, Jesse Lingard. I saw a meme the other day of it was a bunch of guys like trying to push a truck, and then there was one dude just sitting in the bed of the truck while the others were pushing, and the caption was, "This is Lingard's contribution to United." So I think that's very accurate. I just don't think he's done well. Steer clear. And then lastly, I think Olivier Giroud. It's just not one that I'd want on my fantasy team right now. I think Tammy Abraham's kind of broken through a bit, had a great game against Norwich. So I think Giroud is kind of, you know, losing his spot to the three youngsters of, you know, Mount, Pulisic, and Tammy Abraham, which, by the way, that's a quality group of attacking players there. That's pretty cool to have that many young guys stepping up. So, those four. Wouldn't have him in my side.
Yeah, I like those. Those are all solid. I went a little bit more broad on this one, and I'm going to say, as a team, I think that this weekend, maybe the upcoming weeks, you should start to fade Wolves a bit. You know, I know a lot of people like them, but from August 1st to September 1st, September 1st is this upcoming Sunday, they've got Everton away or at Goodison Park. They will have played 9 games in a month. They've been trying to qualify for Europa League. That's 4 of the games, I think. Maybe a domestic cup game in there too, or maybe one of their preseason games is included in there. But they've played a ton of games. They've had to travel to Italy and like Ukraine or something, I think. They were in Italy last week, midweek. I mean, it's a good side. It's a quality side, but you got to think maybe they might start to sputter out a little bit beginning of the season. It does take a while to get into peak form, and it might take them a little bit longer if they're, the fatigue might wear in a little bit. And then also, I just don't know what to think about Arsenal Tottenham this weekend. They're two teams that I don't really have a lot of confidence in to play well. I mean, we saw what Tottenham did against Newcastle, or didn't do against Newcastle. It seems like there are some problems there internally with, you know, people maybe wanting to transfer out elsewhere in Europe. Christian Eriksen. I don't know if I want to touch anybody there. I honestly wasn't really impressed with some of their defending. They don't really have that dribbler like Dele Alli to kind of penetrate back lines and, you know, those holding midfielders like they did last year. Dele Alli, I forget what his injury is, but he's out. And they just seemed really static. Arsenal, they don't really have a set system that it seems like they're running. They play really reactive. I think this game could be really exciting. I think it could be high scoring. Depends how these teams play. You never really know how Arsenal's gonna line up, and they do have a lot of potential with some of their new guys that they brought in with Pepe and Ceballos. But I just don't know where that game's, what's gonna happen there, and I don't have confidence in either of those teams to really perform overly well. So I think I'm just going to stay away from making any big moves having to do with that game. Unfortunately, you know, three of my attacking players are going to be involved in that one. So I kind of have to ride it out and hope for the best. But if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be making moves to get them right now. So
solid. Well, let's see. We'll check back in next week's episode to see how our selections did, but that'll give us a little something else to look at when we're watching these games and thinking back on the guys that we picked and why we picked them or why we didn't like them. So yeah, it's another little wrinkle to throw in there. And now we'll move on to the game. So this will be the first week and we'll ride it out through the rest of the season. And so well, let's just all go around with our lock first and then our dog and then our star to wrap it up. That way we don't get anybody who changes their, you know, change their selection based on other things. So I'll start off. God, I had to do it. I'm using Man City week one as my lock. I had to do it. I mean, they're playing Brighton. Look. Folks,
it's a tough decision. I mean, my thinking
behind that was I'm gonna have to use them when they're playing. I mean, you could use them when they're playing anybody, but I really wanted to beat up on some of the smaller guys, so I took them. Sean, let's hear yours.
All right, so I kind of went out on a little bit of a limb here, and you know, we'll gamble a bit. But I think you guys touched earlier on it, and I did a bit too, but my lock's going to be Leicester City. I think, you know, Bournemouth is a good team. You know, they've got Callum Wilson. But I think that, you know, Leicester's looking like they're in pretty good form, and I just don't see him losing that game. So I'll kind of, you know, spread it out a bit, and I'll go with my side.
Love it. Ryan?
I'm going to go. It was tough because, you know, Jake, your theory about, you know, just kind of picking off the easy teams, I just disagree. I think you have to – those are the games, like, you got to pick Burnley over Brighton. You know, that's when you get those wins. You don't get, you know, to pick Man City now might be a fool's errand, but so I went with, and this is a, you know, they are the favorites in this match, but I think it will be closer than anticipated. I'm going to go Everton at home over Wolves. Now, I already talked about possibly the fatigue factor there, but I think just Everton seems due. I didn't like how they looked last week against Villa. But I just don't see Wolves being able to keep slogging out these results that they've drawn every single game they've played. So I think Everton, I think they're due. I think they do have a lot of potential for some big goals there. I mean, they just couldn't put one in the back of the net last Friday. It should have been, you know, 4-1, you know, 5-1 Everton, but they just couldn't finish. I think if they get more opportunities, you know, come into the season a little bit more, get comfortable, I think they take care of Wolves at home at Goodison Park this weekend.
Wow. All right. So we got a nice little range of picks there for our locks, and that'll be some interesting storylines to watch moving forward on my selection of Man City and you guys kind of taking some still quality teams, but probably in that second tier range of Premier League teams. But yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. And all right, so now we're going to move to our dogs. And for this week, I took Southampton against Man U.
Wow.
We got Martial's hurt, probably not going to play this week. They got a lot of stuff going on. No one can make a penalty. So, you know, if I'm Southampton, I'm just slide tackling everyone the second they get in the box and just, you know, letting it fly. Let the boys play. But I think Man U, they have a couple points on the sheet, but I don't think they've looked very good. And they've got some injuries to a couple key guys, and I don't know. I just feel like Southampton can get it done. I think they can at least get a draw and sneak out a point, but I honestly wouldn't be too surprised if they were able to get a win and make things happen. But love to hear what you guys have as your dogs.
Yeah, so this is, I'm going to go with the team once again. I mean, not, you know, too far under the level of who they're playing, but they've looked good, and they not only have, I think, the top, you know, point grabber in the fantasy league, but another couple lads who've been playing well, and I'm going to go with Norwich City over West Ham. I think that, you know, they have the capability, and they have the potential to score a lot of goals. Granted, you know, they give up a few, but I like them in that game. You know, you talk about Timu Pukki, just a fantastic goal grabber, and I could see Norwich coming away 2-1.
Yeah, I agree. That's my pick, Norwich City. I think West Ham will give him a run. I think, I mean, you bet your ass I'm watching this game. I mean, Norwich City is a fun team to watch. I watched them week two against Newcastle. They absolutely destroyed us. I watched them against Chelsea. It's just a fun style. They're not afraid to go at teams, and I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think, you know, we could see maybe 3-2 here too. But yeah, I think they've just, Pukki is just absolutely clinical, and they've got that that young kid Cantwell. He's a talent. They've got some good pieces there, and I think they could pull off a win here and really keep some momentum going this season.
Wow. So, yeah, if any of you guys were wondering, I'm a big West Ham fan now. So this is going to be this is gonna be fun to watch. And that's why we do it. Make these games exciting, and we're going to be watching everything. And so now for our star. I took a long time trying to decide this one, because once you kind of start picking somebody, it's like downhill from there. I mean, you get into rabbit holes and looking at all these different stats.
Yep.
And I kind of took the same approach that I took with taking Man City as my lock. You start from the top. Take it from the top. It's like you're at a rock show from the top. So we're going to go with Raheem Sterling. He's been an absolute animal so far this season. Playing against Brighton, I think he gets a hat trick. I think he puts up 15 points, and I think he's just going to put in an unreal performance. It won't even be unreal. He does it all the time. So that's who I'm picking. Sterling, week one. Let's get it going, baby.
Oh yeah, that's not that theory isn't as bad as the team theory, because he theoretically is a lot more likely to put up, you know, a hat trick against Brighton than against, you know, Everton, I would say.
Yeah.
But I think City is like just as likely to beat Everton as they are to beat Brighton. So that's where, you know, but who gives a crap what I have to say? So.
I think, you know, obviously Jake, great pick, and that's who my star was as well. But you just look at it, and this is a great opportunity for Sterling to pick up a lot of points. You know, I don't think he scores a hat trick against Everton, like you said, Ryan. I mean, I think this is a good opportunity for him. You know, granted, you know, Brighton does have a couple, you know, tough defenders, but it's just no match. I think you could see him, yeah, hat trick, goal and assist. I think that this is a great opportunity for Sterling to really rack up the points. So phenomenal pick, Jake. That's who my guy is as well.
Thank you. Wow. And now this puts some pressure on Harps. He can either he can either take Sterling and we're all guaranteed a point, or he can pick somebody else and run the risk of Sean and Jake getting 2 points and Ryan getting one. So, I mean, this is a tactical move here. Let's see what he does. Ryan, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. He'll be around for another 35 weeks, so I'll get him sometime down the road. I'm going to go with Tammy Abraham. I think Chelsea, well, he scored last week I think it's the same thing, you know, that I was talking about with Vardy. You know, you get that goal. Well, he scored two last week, actually. You get those goals, yeah. You open the floodgates. I think Lampard and him have a really good relationship. I think he's probably going to begin to start every game for Chelsea up top. You know, I know Sean touched on Giroud probably being out of favor. I think just another example of a young kid who's got a lot of confidence coming off those goals and going up against Sheffield. I think, you know, he has the opportunity to put in another two. Who knows, maybe even three.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to have some interesting stories to watch. And before we wrap up, let's go around. I want everyone to give a score prediction for their teams that they follow. So for me, Tottenham. I think Tottenham's going to beat Arsenal 3-1 this weekend. Sean, what do you think Leicester's up to?
I'm going to say 2-1. Taking the W against Bournemouth. At the King Power, go Foxes, baby.
Ryan?
Tough one for me. I'm just going to go 1-1 against Watford. Bottom of the table, 19th versus 20th. I mean, they've shown they don't really, you know, when they have a chance to grab some points, they just, you know, fall apart. We've got a lot of guys with knocks, and it was an absolute battle on Sunday against Tottenham. So a lot of guys are going to be struggling. We got a League Cup tie tomorrow against Leicester. So I think we'll be a little battered, and I think if we try to play expansive, we'll probably get exposed. But we should probably just put the shackles on and just, you know, go for 1-1, get out, get on to the next week, get on to Liverpool.
Cakewalk over there.
It's not an easy start to the season for Newcastle, but it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's watch some soccer this weekend. And thank you guys for being on. And can't wait to keep doing this with you guys as the season progresses. I think this is going to be something that's a must listen around the soccer world. And, you know, these are three top quality managers on the fantasy side, and it's going to be fun. So good luck to everyone out there. And you guys have any last words you want to say before we sign off?
Go on, Magpies.
Come on, you Foxes.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great week.